a dish on 702.
13 minutes to 6. It's that time of the week where we spend some time with somebody you kind of know, but I bet you don't know what their favorite song is. You know that they, in the case of this particular guest, have a huge interest in food, but their favorite dish, well, you're about to find out, and we'll talk books as well. My guest, boy, it would take time to list all the TV work that he's done. Life with Moshe, Gomorrah, starred in that. You Promised to Marry Me, people know him from that. And right now, he is wowing people with the hosting of Ready, Steady, Cook. Moshe and Diki, welcome to 702 Drive. Welcome to A Song, A Book and a Dish.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you. Now, in the midst of being all as busy as you are, you've got twin boys, 5 months older, am I right, or a little bit older?
John, they are now...
Okay, I think, let's just see if we can get that line a little bit better. Moshe, I was just asking you, how's life with your little boys?
It is, you know what, I think parenting has got the greatest PR.
Okay, right. The line was good, and then the line was not that good. Let's see if we can sort it out. We're going to give Moshe and Diki a call. Are you watching Ready, Steady, Cook? Are you enjoying it? Give us a call about that. You may want to leave a note or a WhatsApp voice note for Moshe and tell us what you think about all the stuff that he's been doing. But right now, we're battling a little bit to get him on that line. Interested as well in your comments. Interested in your comments about that decision at the court of the Independent Electoral Commission to go to the Constitutional Court. Let's see. Moshe, we got you back. Good afternoon.
Yes, John. Thank you so much for having me.
Much better. Let's start again. 5-month-old twin boys, if I'm not mistaken. How's that affecting your life?
It is absolutely beautiful, mm-hmm. But also the sleepless nights are not so beautiful. and I must say, John, parenting has got the greatest PR because you look at people with their kids and you're like, oh my word, I want that for myself. And then when it actually happens, you're just like, wait, what? They actually went through all of this? So it's weird, wonderful, and stressful.
Well, I have to say, Moshe, you're part of that problem because I see a picture of you right now in City Press looking, you could not look happier, and there's not a single ring under your eyes. Seriously, though, I mean, one of the things is food production, I would imagine. I mean, how's that changed your view of food, if at all?
Oh, my word. You know, John... So, like, you know, when I sometimes look at myself in the mirror and I'm just like, wow, life has changed in terms of everything.
Yes.
From one, never mind what I eat and consume, but just from how I dress, you know, and from how I just think about life. So even like when we take it to food production, it's just like, wow, I can barely recognize myself. But one thing I do know for sure is that I'm a better version of myself.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. Let's go back to when you were younger. We'll come back to your boys in a moment. Growing up in East London, Cambridge Primary School, what were you good at school, and what did you like doing? They're not always the same thing.
You know what? I got in trouble for talking, but now I make a living from talking. I was in debating. I did drama. I did choir. I bunked cricket quite a lot, and I think I went only for one rugby, was it a rugby session or practice? And this is me being in the D team, by the way, not in the A team or B team. I was in the D team, and I think I was very much vested in the arts. Sports-wise, not so much, but I did love me a good power walk.
And tell me, did you spoke about debating. Were you on stage? Were you in school plays, musicals, choirs?
I was in The King and I. I did Oliver Twist.
Okay.
I used to write plays for the Drama Society, something that was supposed to be done, you know, by Matrix. I started doing in grade 8. So I've always loved writing, lived in my own little bubble. loved performing, and I've always been in love with the stage. So I won't lie, I'm actually, I think, one of the few people that can say I'm actually living my dream.
Yeah, well, that's wonderful to hear. Just back to Oliver Twist. I mean, one of the pivotal moments is when Oliver asks for more food.
May I have some more?
and were you the guy in charge of the food, or were you Oliver?
No, I was one of the robbers.
A robber. Okay. And you were hoping Oliver would get a second helping. Tell us a little bit about the book that you've chosen. You've chosen Ianla Van Zandt's work, Finding Your... Well, the title is In the Meantime, Finding Yourself Yes. and the Love You Want. Were you looking for a book like that at a particular time in your life when you were finding yourself and you were looking for the message, or were you in a comfortable place and this came along as something extra and maybe affirming?
John, I don't want to lie. I think that book is one of the first books that I want my boys to read.
Right.
It teaches you so much about the journey of life, because we are always chasing something, you know?
Right, right.
And it teaches you to calm down and says, in the meantime, whilst you are waiting for that big break, clear out the clutter. Start in the basement, and then you move to the first floor. Well, I mean, you move to the ground floor, and then you move to the second floor. You know, it is absolutely beautiful. And the type of, she's speaking about her life as well. It's her life lessons, which is something that I personally love when I'm reading a book. Unless I'm reading, you know, my Harry Potter. But it's something that she's speaking about her life and the mistakes that she made about chasing the dream. But she didn't, when she finally got her dreams and they came true, she didn't have a sense of responsibility over them. She didn't know how to hold on to them, be responsible for them. So I absolutely love that book, because you learn quite a lot about yourself in the meantime while you wait for the perfect love, for the perfect job, for the perfect opportunity. And then when it comes, it finds you at a place where you actually know who you are and what you are.
Let's talk food. Mlitkwa hard body chicken. I've had perhaps a version of that visiting a friend up in a village in Vende. Is that chicken with the dark meat, almost yellow in color, or is it something different?
No, I think it is. I think it's more organic chicken.
Yes.
But the bones are quite tough. The skin is quite tough. And when you cook it, you have to cook it for at least 2 hours. And I love that, because it always reminds me of home. And I've become such a master at cooking it, because I miss home quite often. But I've managed to also build a home for myself here in Johannesburg. And every time I miss home or I miss my mother's hug, I just make myself a whole pot of hot body chicken. And I literally have it by myself. Well, not at the same time, guys.
You were very, very careful about that, yeah. To make that clear. But you know, you talk about missing home. Meals are partly about food, but also about memories and closeness. Was yours a family where there was time to eat together, or was everybody a bit pressed?
Oh, there was always time to eat together. In fact, it was the standard. You know, we'd play together, eat together, especially when I was visiting my cousins, because I'm an only child on my mom's side. So every night, like, she'd make sure that whatever, like, let's say if I'm still doing my homework, she'd be like, listen, it's 7:30, it's time for me and you time. So she'd literally be intentional about sitting down and having a meal, about school, what's bothering me. Do I feel like I'm coping well personally? Am I feeling anxious? And, you know, it reminds me of those conversations. And I can't wait to have the same conversations over umleko with my own kids. And I usually do that even like with my friends. If my friends are going through something, I'll be like, listen, I've cooked umleko and some dumplings. We'll sit down. Obviously, a bit of winery here and there.
Right.
We'll sit down and let's chat about it. What's bothering you?
Yeah, and just finally, your choice of song, and we're going to play it in a moment. But Susan Boyle, I Dreamed a Dream. People remember that extraordinary moment 15 years ago. Britain's Got Talent off the musical Les Misérables. Why do you love this one so much?
I absolutely love Susan Boyle. And also, I was introduced to the song by Susan Boyle, you know.
Yes.
And when I finally got to watch the movie, I've got a friend of mine who's more like my grandmother, actually Lillian Dube. And this song always makes me think of her. We always jam it in her car. And I think it's just so beautiful. It's the vocals, it's the lyrics, and it's just beautiful. And it soothes me as much as
yes.
some other people may say it's sad, but it soothes me so much.
Well, Moshe and DK, thank you so much. People have enjoyed all your many shows on television, Ready, Steady, Cook, the latest of those. Thank you so much for sharing with us your song, your book, and your dish, and say hi to your boys.
Thank you.